This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am so thrilled to have our guest on our show today, who is Chevelle McPherson. She is an attorney, a business success strategist, an international speaker, and a best-selling author. She helps entrepreneurs accelerate their income and protect their profits by building and growing sustainable businesses so that they can have the income they desire and the peace of mind that they deserve. Chevelle, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I love you have such a variety of things that you're up to and, you know, so many different successes. I mean, you've been selected as a top trial attorney. You were selected as the 2017 NAPW Woman of the Year. And as well, you are balancing in all of this as a managing director for the South Jersey for the eWomen Network. How are you wearing all of those hats and, you know, helping all the people that you're doing?
Well, it's called having some balance, first and foremost.
Spa life.
Balance is very important. So you have to, what I usually tend to do is I have to prioritize, and I really believe in time batching my activities, because when you have so many things on your plate that you're trying to juggle, you have to have some type of organization or you will go into quick overwhelm. So the key is batch out your time, balance your life.
I love this. You and I are speaking the same language here, because you can have a certain amount of success, but if you don't have those systems and structures and things in place, you know, you will quickly burn out and, as you say, be in overwhelm. So this is exactly the conversation that we want to have and that our listeners are really hoping for those tidbits, because so many people live their life by default versus designing their life. So I love that you design your life. And so what are some of the conscious choices that you make in your day that allow you to have that balance?
Well, first and foremost, the first thing I do every morning when I get up, and this is how I do because I'm Christian, I always say a prayer. So I always thank the Lord for allowing me another day to be able to go out and do His work, carry out my gifts, and live up to all the responsibilities that I have accepted. So that's the first thing that I do. Then I have daily affirmations that I make, because I know once I get out into the world of confusion and chaos and all the busyness, sometimes you just find yourself going from one thing to the next. So I try to make sure that I make some self-affirmations. I let myself know it's going to be a great day. I am blessed and highly favored. I am capable. I'm competent. So I make those affirmations and then I prepare for the day. Like I said, I always pre-batch my time, so I know exactly what I'm going to be doing throughout the day. So I'm not being in what I call reactive mode, because that leads to overwhelm. I try to be proactive and I try to plan as much as possible. Now, obviously, life isn't perfect, so sometimes things are going to happen, but you plan the best that you can and I try to carry out my day according to schedule.
You know, I love this. I find this so impressive in that I think sometimes people don't really realize the impact and how important it is to have, you know, those affirmations and to actually lead with the intention of the kind of day that you want to have. I mean, of course, days can get derailed, but I think when you come with a place of intention like you do and you have that focus, it's kind of like what you focus on is where you're leading and where you're going. So I find that amazing. I'd love for you to share your mantra that you use.
Well, I have many mantras, but one of my mantras is you have to, again, be proactive, not reactive, right? And if you have the balance in your life, so it's always prioritize, be balanced, and not be in reactive mode. If you can do that, then it helps you move forward in your day, in your goals, in your business, and in your life.
Right. So where you're focusing your energy, that's really how you can be supportive about where energy grows.
Right. And this is what I was going to say. So my daily mantra based on that is your energy grows where your energy goes. So it's very important for you to focus on positive energy and putting yourself in positive environments, or just trying to be the positivity in the environment that you may be placed in. Because sometimes we are put in situations that we don't necessarily plan to be in. But remember, if your energy grows where it goes, you have to be that positive energy in whatever situation that you're in.
Absolutely. So being the light in the room that actually brings it up to a level that people can follow you and can have lead by that example. So I really appreciate that. You know, one of the things we talk about here in Spa Life is about how your calendar is your mind in action, that your calendar is a reflection of your life and how you live it. And I love how you really focus on utilizing your calendar as a tool. Can you share a little bit more about how you utilize that?
Oh, absolutely. So for instance, in my daily life and business, I use a calendar. So every week on Sunday, what I do is I batch out my time. I like to do time batching because I think I am more effective, and most people are, if we are not scattered in doing things. So for instance, in my business, I have lead generation activities. That would be networking, going out, meeting people, doing whatever it is that I need to do to collect leads for my business, right? So, and this is just an example of how I map out my calendar. So I may put Monday if it's networking, say 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., that I will put that maybe in like green, right? Because green is the color of money. Green is the color of positivity. It's, you know, when the plants grow and things are green. So I like green. So I'll put it in green because I'm actually connecting with people. I'm trying to meet people, and I'll batch out a certain amount of time for lead generating activities. Then obviously you have to have time for personal, right? One of my favorite colors is orange. So I usually batch out my personal time in orange. And that would be the time that I may spend getting, you know, having a spa treatment or making personal phone calls, catching up with my mom, catching up with my family. So I would batch that out in orange. And you can pick these different colors for the activities that are important to your life. But for me, I have lead generation activities. I have service delivery activities where if as a trial attorney, I may actually be in court representing a client. Or if I'm representing a business client or I'm doing business coaching, then I map that out. So that is delivery of my services. So that's just an example of three areas. So we have the lead generation where I'm actually getting the leads and the clients. We actually have service delivery where I'm actually servicing my clients. And then we have personal, which is where I'm tending to my personal business and doing what I need to do for my life balance. And I also have on there like miscellaneous, which I'm responding to emails, doing certain things that may not necessarily be, I call that the busy work, but you really want to calendar that in. Otherwise, every 5 minutes, you're like checking your Facebook or your Instagram and you can lose track of time. So I try to batch out a certain amount of time every day and I plan it by the week. And that helps me be more organized and it helps me eliminate the overwhelm. And it also helps me exercise the power of no, which a lot of people have a problem doing. Because if someone calls me because they have an emergency and they need me to do something, obviously I have an agenda and I have a schedule. If it's something that doesn't take a lot of time and I can squeeze it in without it disrupting my flow and my week, I'll do it. Otherwise, I will look at my calendar and I will go, I'm very sorry. I would love to be able to help you. Unfortunately, under this short notice, I can't do it. So if you still need this, maybe next week, I will be happy to accommodate you. But if you need it like right now or within the next hour, unfortunately, I'm just unavailable and unable to do that. And that's how I do. Because a lot of times, especially for busy people, people know that we get things done and they want to call us to get things done. And that's how we get out of sync with what we're trying to do. And our energy gets disrupted by other people's emergencies, I call them, right? I call it OPE, other people's emergency.
Doesn't have to be your emergency.
It's not my emergency. And I mean, if it's my emergency, I can adjust accordingly because we have to, like I said, be flexible. And I do allow some flexibility. I'm not a rigid robot. But at the same time, you have to have a plan and a schedule so that you can get things done. I'm an attorney. I'm a business coach. I'm a mom. I do a lot of things, right? So in order for me to do all these things effectively, I have to plan it out.
Right, right. So just so that our listeners are clear, when you say that you batch your time, that means that you've got like a certain block of time, yeah. Like let's say 2 to 4 or 4 to 6. And so those things are like activities that are batched together so that you're not Absolutely. Bouncing from one thing to the next. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's very important for me.
Right. And then I'm curious because, you know, I do a lot of like batching and I do the same thing. I mean, I think it's really important. I think color really is helpful to look at your calendar and see like where you're spending your time. And so I actually have for my money making activity, I have it as purple. It's kind of like a royal color, like money coming in. So we all have these different associations with color. And so, you know, choosing that, do you have any what I would call like white space where you have it as, you know, non-scheduled time for things that would come up. Do you put that into personal or how do you utilize your calendar for that?
Well, the way that I do my calendar, my white spots would just be unallocated time, right? So I'm batching things, but the background of my calendar is white, right? So if, say, on a Monday, I'm batching my time from 9 to 12 or whatever, I still may have some space in between from maybe 12 to 2 where there's nothing batched. And that's my white space. It's also my emergency space. And possibly, if I can, OPE.
I think it's important. Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because a lot of times I think what I work with a lot of people that they're overwhelmed and they're trying to organize their life and have all these things happen, but they don't leave any gaps in between and they'll have like appointments every hour on the hour, but like they don't give time to, you know, run to the bathroom, get a snack, actually drive to a location, like giving yourself that space. And so that leads to the overwhelm because they're smashed up to against each other. So to really have that bigger perspective, and I think batching really helps in doing that and being able to have that more flow in your day versus constantly feeling like you're not winning. Like I think it's important to set up your day that you feel like you're winning and you're actually making successes. And I love how you focus on, you know, what is your agenda and your schedule so that you can do the bigger work that you're here to do and, you know, have everything else fit in behind that priority.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, I think at one point early in my career, I had a problem with delegating, right? Wearing all the hats, doing everything. And my time batching allows me to kind of take that hat off and give some things over because especially in business, as a business owner and entrepreneur, we really should be focused on income generating activities. You should be focusing on activities that are ringing the cash register, activities that are going to grow your business, right? Yeah. And so other activities, you should be delegating those. I really believe delegation is key to growing your business because you should not be doing everything in your business.
Right. Yeah.
You're doing everything in your business. You're working for you. It's a job.
And right.
Right. Yeah. It's a job.
I think that's one of the more challenging transitions for entrepreneurs. And I talk about like, you know, the big buzzword now is busy. Like everyone's so busy and all the busyness that's happening, but yet we all have 24 hours in the day. So how is it that you kind of move out of this busyness and utilize prioritization in order to really choose what you're doing today? And how are you deciding what it is that you're delegating versus you're doing yourself?
Okay, so in business, I think the main thing that business owners need to understand is that you should be doing the activities in your business that probably only you can do. Yeah. Okay, for instance, if I'm practicing law and I have some legal clients, if I need to go to court, these clients have retained me to resolve their legal issue, right? So I'm not going to delegate that responsibility. I'm going to be the litigator in that case. I'm going to show up in court and I'm going to resolve that legal problem because that's something that only I can do. They hired me because of that unique gift, right?
Yes.
Same thing with my business clients. I represent business clients and I represent entrepreneurs and I help entrepreneurs create businesses that are profitable and legally protected. So when a client signs on for my business coaching services, they're signing on to receive coaching by me, right? So I'm going to batch my time for service delivery, which I explained earlier. That's the time when I'm going to put aside to specifically coach and work with my entrepreneurs that I'm working with, right? So the easiest way to think about it is I will deliver the service that is my gift, that is unique to me, that my client came to hire me for. I will delegate the support services that my team can help me with, which would probably be my calendaring sometimes. It would be creating the PDF, the documents, following up on phone calls, checking some of the email. Those are things that you can delegate.
Right.
Those are busy work.
Right.
For someone who is supposed to be generating income for their business.
Right.
And sometimes we can get caught up. Some people think that they are really, really busy in their business. Oh my God, I can't do this. Some people can't take on a new client because they're doing work that should be delegated.
Right. I love the distinction on that because I think that people don't take the time to see what are you uniquely qualified? What are people hiring you to do that you're stepping in and doing? And I love how you distinguish between what are the money-making generating activities that you're doing versus the service delivery. Because you also need to be able to leverage your time, where if you're spending so much time in service delivery and you don't have your systems and structures in place to take on more clients, then you can need to relook at, you know, what kind of systems that you have and what's happening and what are those things that you can delegate so that you can really focus on those things that are uniquely you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. So how is it for you? How's it been for you in terms of, you mentioned early on in your business, it was challenging for you to delegate. What was it that shifted and changed for you that allowed you to have a smoother transition into utilizing delegation more in your business?
Well, what happens is you get to a place where you become overwhelmed. When I first started out as an attorney, that's what was my very first career. I'm an attorney and I worked for the district attorney's office. And as a district attorney working for the city, we did not have a lot of resources. So I used to say, you need to change my business card. I am the attorney. I'm the receptionist. I am the social worker. I am, you know, the family confidant. And we could go on and on because literally that's, I was the secretary. So I pretty much did everything. And for almost, you know, 5 years, I wore so many hats in that position. In addition to then being the person to go and try the case, right?
Exhaustion.
When I opened up my own practice, I said, that is not going to work for me. Because if I spend all this time doing everything in this firm, I'm going to be exhausted and I'm not even going to be competent because I'm going to be so tired to actually do what I am gifted to do, which is resolve legal matters in court, right? So I immediately had to start setting up systems and I had to get someone to answer the phone. I mean, even I was doing that at the district attorney's office, right? I was answering my calls, right? Returning my calls. So I had to get someone to handle my calls, you know, and I always tell people, do baby steps. If you're used to doing everything, start to delegate one thing at a time, see how it works, get accustomed to it, then delegate something else.
Right.
So you don't have to just say, I'm going to delegate everything right now. And you feel like you're losing control. So do one thing at a time. Start with delegating phone calls,
right.
Then with delegating letters or correspondence. Then get a little, you know, go a little higher. I'm going to start delegating my calendar, right? Get a little higher. Now I'm going to start delegating, you know, maybe even some client contact, right? For like in my firm, there's certain things paralegals can do that I don't necessarily have to do, right? They can do the intake part. It's like when you go to the doctor's office, when you go see the doctor, he comes in with the chart. He already knows your blood pressure. He already knows your weight. He already knows these things because those things have been delegated to his nurse,
right?
So when he comes in, he is ready to read the file and examine you and diagnose you because that's his gift. So if we think of our business in the same scenario, it will, you know, it's the same thing. Delegate all those things that can help get you ready to deliver that service because we really should be delivering our service and honing in on our skills. And if we are doing all these other things, we can't. Imagine going to see a doctor and he's taking your blood pressure, he's writing the notes, he's examining you, he's calling the pharmacist for the prescription, you need a referral, he's going to stop and write there. Can you imagine? Like, that would be a chaotic experience that no one ever wants to experience, right?
That is such a great analogy to use a doctor because we look at that as being so highly specialized that
Absolutely.
It seems obvious. So when we actually do that for ourselves, you know, it makes more sense to put that hat on to look at it. And, you know, one of the things, like, I think what happens too with people is they're not sure, like you said, they're not sure what to delegate. And I always tell my clients, do you organize yourself first, like get your systems down so that you know how you want your business to run so that when you're delegating, you know actually what it is that you are delegating because you have a proven system that's working for you.
That you couldn't have put it better. You couldn't said it better than you said it. And that's absolutely true. At the end of the day, one thing you don't want to do, remember my mantra, energy grows where energy goes. One thing you don't want to do is delegate chaos.
I'm going to remember that. I love that.
Never delegate chaos. So the first thing, which is why I have to do my affirmations. I have to set my intentions for the day. I have to batch out my time for the week so I know exactly what I'm doing. I have my systems in place. So if someone comes in and I say, okay, I'm going to hand you this. This is what I need you to do. I know what they're going to do. And what I'm giving them is some, I mean, they're doing work, but it's still, or there's a system to what they need to do. I'm not just saying, I need you to go do this and they got to figure it out.
Right.
I'm handing it over to them with instructions, because as part of me wearing all the hats, I actually know what tasks need to be done for every position that work needs to be done with. Right. So yep. When I delegate with instructions.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It makes it so much easier. And then that's that clear communication. I know, Tony Robbins talks a lot about, clarify and verify. You know, when it comes to communication, like if you don't have those clear systems in place, you start assuming and then, balls get dropped. And, you can't blame the person that you just talked to that didn't have all the details that they needed to have. Now, you want people to have certain strengths that they can kind of, know, but once they still have to have the initial training that this is how it works here, this is how it happens, and then they can kind of expound upon that to, move it beyond and have that support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I so agree. Systems are critical. Systems are important. I remember before I became a lawyer, when I was a paralegal, I actually worked in a law firm, and it was a foreclosure law firm. So it was systems, and this, you have to do this step, then you have to do this step, then you have to do this step. And it was all on a computer what we needed to do. So we would pick the file up from here. We would do step one, step two, step three, deliver the file to the next person so he could do step one, step two, and step three. And the firm, it ran smooth, right? No one said, here's the file, do it. You don't know what, there's like nothing in this box. It's empty. You don't know what to do. And then the person, you have to set the expectation.
Yes.
So I think that's critical. That's what we all need to remember. Set the expectation for the result that you want.
Yes. Oh, right? I love that so much. It's all about the environments that you're creating that actually supports you. When I was with the police department, I coined a term that was called the clutter to drama ratio, that the more clutter and things that you had in your space that weren't working for you, the more drama you had in your life, the things that weren't working. And so I saw that, reverse as well, that when you did have systems and things were working, you had less clutter in your space. There was less, clutter in your mind. And these things, they all relate to each other as far as having these systems in place that actually affect you. And so your environment is such an important reflection of your life and how it affects you. So one of the questions that I always like to ask my guests is that we want to have a different experience in our office versus our bedroom versus our kitchen, our family room. These are all set up for different experiences. So what is your favorite room in your home and why?
I think my favorite room in my home is probably my bedroom. Because I don't really watch a lot of TV in my bedroom, right? My bedroom is like my sanctuary. I go there when the work is done. Because I don't go to sleep if I still have things to do.
Right.
Or either I have finished everything or I've calendared it for when it needs to be done.
Yes.
Right. So when I step into my bedroom, I'm going to have a nice glass of wine, or I'm going to read a book, or it's my time. That's like my orange zone.
I was going to say, you've batched your bedroom for the experience.
Yes, that's like my orange zone, right?
Yes.
My orange is like one of my favorite colors, and that's like the orange zone. So when I go into that room, there's no chaos, there's no confusion. I don't have to check email. I don't have to respond to emergencies. I can actually turn my Ringer off in that room, right?
Yeah.
And it's my time. So that would be like my, next to my shoe closet, which is my next favorite.
I love that's spa life right there, right?
Yeah.
Having that balance.
Yeah.
I love that. I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you, and I know that you have a special gift for them. You want to give them a little preview? I know we're going to put in the show notes the details, but give us a little preview.
I do. So I would love for everyone to be more organized so that they can have a wonderful spa life. Right. And I think the key to having a wonderful spa life is, like my mantra said, making sure that you're bringing positive energy, because energy grows where it goes. So I would love to give them my time batching system of how I batch my calendar weekly. I think that will be of a great assistance to them. And as a bonus, some business success tips, things that can help them, things that they can possibly delegate, right, to make their lives easier. And they can start to color batch.
Love it. That's so generous of you. I'm excited. So you guys are definitely going to have to go into the show notes and grab the link on that. So that will be wonderful. And I know that some of our listeners are going to want to stay in connection with you. How can they do that?
So you can reach me. I'll give you my website. My website is ChevelleMcPherson.com. It's just my name. I am on Instagram. Again, my name, Chevelle McPherson. I am on Twitter. I don't tweet a lot, but I am Chevelle MC on Twitter. And on LinkedIn, I am Chevelle McPherson. So, no, I'm sorry. On Twitter, I'm Chevelle MC. I don't know if I said that. Chevelle MC on Twitter. Chevelle McPherson on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Perfect. All right. So great. So I'm sure some of you are wondering, like, you know, as we're having this conversation around spa life, where you want to have more balance in your life, I also have a link for you to take the Life Reset Quiz. And you can go to liferesetquiz.com. It's a 4-minute to see where are you winning and where do you need support and to have more of that balance in your life. So for those of you who catch this on either YouTube or in Facebook, please put on the comments, you know, what are some of the ahas and tips that really resonated with you? And if you have any questions, Chevelle and I will come back around and answer some of those questions. So make sure that you tag us. We'd love to support you in your journey to have more balance in your life. So Chevelle, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all of your wisdom.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.